Today's shir is Masech Dabav Metziah Daf Chaf Dalad. We will begin on Daf Chaf Gimel Amabeis, 9 lines from the bottom. The Gemara quotes what we learned at the end of the Mishnah of Shimon and Loza Amar, Kli Emporia. We'll discuss soon what Kli Emporia means. Echayv Lahachrit. If somebody finds a Kli Emporia, he doesn't have to make an announcement. Ask the Gemara, my Emporia, what does a Kli Emporia mean? Amar Yehuda Amishmul. Kalim Chadashim, they refer to new vessels. Somebody found a new Kali. Shlei Savasan Ayin, that it's brand new, and therefore the owner of this vessel who lost it never was able to really become accustomed to it to be able to identify it. As Rashi and Rishonim say, what does Emporia stand for? Ein Poi Raya. We don't have a Raya here that we can rely on to give it back to the person who says it belongs to him. Ask the Gemara Hechidami. Exactly what are the circumstances that we're referring to? ESP simon, if there's a simon on this keli, kiloi savasana ayim mayhavi. Why does it make a difference that they're not identifiable? E the lespu simon, if on the other hand there is no simon, ki savasan hayim mayhavi. So even if the owner is accustomed to it, why should that make a difference? As we've been learning, simon is crucial. Answers the Gemara. Loilam de lespo simon. We're talking about a keli that doesn't have a simon. However, nafgamina, why is there then a nafgamina? Because there's a new din we're learning now. The halacha is that even though we've been learning until now, we need simonim to give something back. If a tamad chacham, as we're going to learn, identifies something, not with a simon, but he's able to recognize that this item is his, then the halacha is that we give it back to him. And therefore, Savasana Ayin, if the Talmud Chacham has this Keli, and he's accustomed to it, Kimle Begavayu, so we can accept what he says when he says this Keli belongs to him, Umadrinalei, and we'll return it to him, even though there is no Simon. However, Kiloi Savasana Ayin, if there is no recognition, he hasn't become accustomed to this Kelim, like Kimle Begavayu, even though he's a Talmud Chacham, he can't know what this keli is all about, and therefore v'loy madrinalei, even though he has tfiyas ayin. So the Rishonim try to understand why does tfiyas ayin work. So there are many pshatim offered, and this is the pshat that we're going to learn the Gemara with. The truth of the matter is, the Torah doesn't speak about simonim. The words the Torah says, based on what do we return a keli that's lost to its owner. The pasuk says, Adroi Shachicha. If your brother says that this is his, just what? Chazal were concerned that if there is no simon, the person who comes and says that this keli belongs to him may be lying. A Talmud Chacham, as we're going to learn now in the Gemara, we don't have that concern, is lying. And therefore, if he says that this keli is his, we believe him, we trust him, and we give him back the keli. In fact, the Paiskim, the Rishonim already say, let's say we'll have a situation as the following. We'll have a Talmud Chacham who says that this Keli is his based on Tfiyas Ayin. And we'll have an Amma Oritz who says this Keli is his and he has a Simon. Who would we give the Keli back to? Say the Rishonim, we'll give it to the Talmud Chacham. Because the Torah doesn't use Simonim as the way to know who really is the owner. The Torah wants to give it to the real owner. And therefore, Talmud Chacham, who has Tfiyas Ayin, is considered the person that we should give back the Keli to. But if so, ask the Rishonim, that now we've learned a new concept, that a Talmud Chacham doesn't need to have a Simon. He just needs to have Tfiyas Ayin, to be able to recognize that this is his Keli. So now the Rishonim ask, we've been learning already a number of blat, a Masechta, a Perek El Metzias. And we keep on speaking about a Keli that has a Simon versus a Keli that doesn't have a Simon. But now we have a whole new category, Tfiyas Ayin. So why doesn't the Gemara mention that even if you find a Keli without a Simon, you return it to the Talmud Chacham with Tfiyas Ayin? So I saw a number of answers. One answer is, there are certain things that just don't have a Tfiyas Ayin. And in fact, the Rishonim say, most of the items that have been used as examples that don't have a simon also don't have a tfiyas ayin. A food, a sheave of grain, doesn't have, there's no tfiyas ayin. They all look the same. And therefore, even if we're giving back to a Talmud Chacham an item based on Tfiyas Ayin, but if they're just objects that don't have a Tfiyas Ayin. Another pshat that I saw is that there are places that don't have Talmid Chachamim. As we're going to learn, the standard is pretty high. And the Mishnah and the Gemara are referring to such locales. Another pshat that I saw is, as we have learned, but we'll learn more about this, the process, the procedure of achraza, there's a whole procedure, how you announce, when you announce. Even if we're going to give back a keli to a Talmud Chacham based on Tfiyas Ayin, we don't have to go through the entire procedure that we go through by achraza. And therefore, by simonim, achraza is required. By Tfiyas Ayin, the same rigorous procedure is not required, and therefore the Gemara doesn't refer to it. So now the Gemara identifies who is the individual that we could say is a Talmud Chacham that we accept with Tfiyas Ayin. Bahani Tlas Mili Avide Rabbanan the Mishana Bimilayu. There are three times that we find that Talmid Chachamim are not 100% honest. Bimisechta. So again, in every one of these concepts that the Gemara is going to discuss, we could speak Bariches. We'll just mention basic Pshatim. Mesechta, most Rishonim learn, that we ask a Talmud Chacham, did he learn this Mesechta? Out of humility, he's allowed to say that he didn't learn it, even he did. In fact, I saw the Paiskim discuss along the same line, that let's say somebody's fasting. He doesn't want to say that he's fasting. He doesn't say it. And not only doesn't he say it, but up to the degree that if he is fasting and he doesn't want anybody to know, and if he won't partake of the food, it'll be obvious he's allowed to put the food in his mouth, even though normally if you're fasting, you don't eat anything, and then expel it, not to show that he's fasting. That's one pshat. Another pshat, b'mesechta, is that, because the Rishonim are bothered, the Torah says, v'shinantam, she'idivrei Torah mechudadim v'ficha. So they explain that sometimes somebody's asked about a specific mesechta, and he doesn't want to say that he learned the mesechta, because he doesn't want to answer a question in halacha. He doesn't feel qualified to answer the question in halacha. But if he'll say he learned the mesechta, they won't let go. So he just is allowed to say that did not learn the mesechta. Bepuria. Again, Pasha Pshat Bepuria is, if somebody asks him, did he have relations with his wife? So the halacha is that he's allowed to conceal that he did. Which Taisus is very bothered with that pshat, because Taisus says this is not something that people normally talk about if they had relations. So they say other two pshatim. One pshat is, we know the Gemara says, in Sechta Brachas, there was Tfilas Ezra, that if somebody had relations with his wife, or somebody had an emission, he's not allowed to come to learn until he goes to the mikvah. So if somebody didn't come to yeshiva, didn't come to the shir, because he had to go to the mikvah. And they asked him, why didn't they come? So out of tznius reasons, instead of saying that the reason he didn't come was because he had relations, he's allowed to say that he was sick. Another pshat is that let's say he slept on a bed. He could say that he did not sleep on the bed in order that in case there's emission found on the bed, nobody should come to accuse him that he had such an emission. Another pshat that I saw is a completely on a different track. We know, it says in Pirkei Avos, Karchi Darkish of Torah. What is the Derech of Torah? Pasul Melech Toichel, V'mayim Mesur Tishta, just eat bread and water, Vel Oretz at the Tishta, and sleep on the floor. So let's say you have a Talmud Chacham, who's fulfilling what it says in the Perek, in Pirkei Avos. He sleeps on the floor, but he doesn't want to boast about that. So they asked him, where do you sleep? So he really sleeps on the floor. But he says, he says he sleeps on a bed. Or Bushpiza. Bushpiza means about his host. So Posh Pshat Rashi says that he has a wonderful host, but he doesn't say to people that he has this host, because people will come take advantage of that host. They'll also come to, and they'll take advantage. So Rashi says that even though he's a good host, he's allowed to say that he's not a good host. Many Rishonim are very troubled with Rashi. How could you say Lashon Hara? Here you have a wonderful person who's treating you so nicely, and you're going to say that he doesn't treat you nicely? So therefore they explain Bushpiza means that he's allowed to say that he's allowed to conceal by whom he's staying. In fact, Ramosha has a tshuva. Let's say somebody's collecting tzedakah money, and he gets a nice donation from somebody. So other people who are collecting tzedakah ask him, who gives nice donations? Should he say or should he not say? Ramosha says, absolutely you should say. The person who's giving tzedakah knows what he's supposed to do. And if he doesn't want to give, he knows how to say, I don't want to give. Another pshat that I saw is a beautiful pshat. Let's say you're a guest in someone's home, and you don't want your host, your hostess, to have to work too hard to take care of you. Or, as sometimes may happen, your host or hostess prepares something that you really don't like. But you tell them that you ate already, because you don't want them to bother cooking for you. Or you tell them what they prepared is good when you really don't like it so much. Mishanim ulayu, you're allowed to say it because that's what makes the host feel good. In fact, there's a beautiful verse from the Gra. The Gra says that this is, we find the Torah, we have a remnant to this pshat in the Torah. The Torah, when it speaks about the brachas to the Shvatim, it says, Asher, Mishmein Alachma, the Asher's food was was rich, Vuhu Yitain, Madani Melech, he's the one that serves people Madani delicacies, and the next Shevet is mentioned is Naftali, Ayola Shlucha. What does Naftali Ayola Shlucha mean? Naftali Shlucha, he goes all over the place. So where does Naftali probably eat? He probably eats by Asher. Says the Gra, that's why Naftali is put right next to Asher. And the Torah is teaching a guest, how is he supposed to act? Hanoisein Imrei Shefer. When you speak to your host, Hanoisein Imrei Shefer, make him feel good, compliment him, and thank him for the way he is serving you. The Rishonim discussed, there's a lot to say on this Gemara, the Rishonim, the Achronim, there's Machloikis, Ramah, and Sma. Normally, throughout Shas, there's a question, can we consider a person a Talmud Chacham nowadays? And usually the halach is that things that the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch call a person that a Talmud Chacham is treated in a certain way is not applicable nowadays. But Ramah says, here it is applicable. And somebody who we know is a Talmud Chacham, we could give him back an Aveda based on Tfiyas Ayin. The Sma says, no, just like in the other areas of halacha, we don't consider a person Talmud Chacham. In this area is the same. What's Pshat in the Ramah? So sort of, the Shvus Yaakov says a beautiful Pshat. The Shvus Yaakov says, where don't we treat a person like a Talmud Chacham? We're going to give somebody something that I'm going to give him something of mine that he may or may not be entitled to. So I can't consider a person Talmud Chacham. Here I found an Aveda. It's certainly not mine. So the question is, should I give it to this person or not? So we could consider a person a Talmud Chacham. Machloikas Rishonim. What happens if we don't know the status of a person? If he's Mishanim Elayu or not? How should we treat the person? So there's a Machlokes Rishonim how to treat an average Talmud Chacham that we can't identify what his mode of behavior is. Furthermore, the Aben Yehoyada explains this Gemara, and he says that even though the Gemara says Mishanim Elayu, doesn't mean that they're allowed to lie. Mishanim Elayu means they're allowed to speak in a way that it could be interpreted in more than one way. And in fact, he quotes the Chidah. The Chidah says, the Pasuk says, Svas Emes Tikon La'ad. So he says, the word Emes stands for Ashpiza, Mesechta, Tashmish. Svas Emes, even though we're saying that in these three things, you're allowed to, so to speak, not be 100% honest, but the right way is Svas Emes, that even in these three things, you should always say the Emes. Tosfos asks, that the Gemara says, the Rashi quotes in the Chumash, that you're allowed to be Mishanim of Bnei Darkei Shalom. So why doesn't our Gemara mention Darkei Shalom? So I saw a number of terutzim. One terutz is that these are actually examples of Darkei Shalom. Another pshat is that Darkei Shalom is a mitzvah to be Mishana. Here, if you could avoid being Mishana, as I just said, you should try to avoid it. One last pshat, as I said, there's a lot to say. One last pshat, I saw a beautiful pshat. We know, the Gemara says, HaKadosh Geizer, if a tzaddik makes a gzeira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekayim, the gzeira of a tzaddik. Furthermore, a tzaddik has the ability to undo the decree of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bahani Tlas Mili. With these three things, Talmid Chacham have the ability, Mishana Milayu, to change HaKadosh Baruch Hu's decree. What are they? B'Mesechta. Through the Liman HaTayr of a Talmud Chacham, he has this power. B'Paraya, on Purim. We know Purim is like Yom Kippur. On Purim, a Talmud Chacham has tremendous koiches, or b'shpiza. A Talmud Chacham who does chesed is the Talmud Chacham that has the ability of Mishana Milayu to change and undo the decrees of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ask the Gemara, my nafkamina, why do we know, as we've been saying, why do we need to know who is this Talmud Chacham? Arma Mazutra, Ladure Le'avidita B'tfiyas Eina. That we should return a lost item to him just with Tfiyas Eina. If we know he's such an individual that he never changes his word, only in these three situations, Madrin and Lay, Vimishana b'milachrina, but if he isn't always 100% honest, even in other matters, La Madrin and Lay. Says the Gemara, Mazutra Chesida, Ignalei Kasa de Kaspa. Mazutra Chesida, a silver cup was stolen, Mishpiza, from the inn where he was staying. Chazil Hu Barbei Rav, he saw there was a Talmud, there was a yeshiva student, the Moshe Yodeh, who washed his hands, v'nogiv b'glima d'chavri, and he dried them in somebody else's garment. Amar, hainu, hai, this must be the person who stole the cup. Dali ichbeslei, a mine of chavri. He's a person that doesn't care about somebody else's money. He uses somebody else's garment to dry his hand. Kafsevi oideh. Tup shatim a kafsev oideh. One shot is that he forced him to admit. Another pshat is he put him at the cheirim until he admitted that he was the one that stole. The Sefer Torah Chaim says, what's the connection between these two gemaras? So Sefer Torah Chaim explains that here we see that a person who isn't careful with somebody else's money could come to say, could come to Geneva. Similarly, in our gemara, if you're not careful, b'milayu, you could come to say an aved is yours when it's really not. This gemara, the pious can discuss, interesting shaila, if somebody is accused of doing something wrong, what are the laws of evidence? And here we see that you could force a person that you accuse of doing something wrong, you could force him to admit that he did the wrong thing, because he didn't have any hard evidence. Still, kaf sevi oidei. There's a fantastic story from the Shlo. The Shlo says as follows. He says he once had a Talmud who a silver spoon was stolen. A silver spoon was stolen. And they accused a certain Talmud that he was the one that stole the spoon. And they accused him, and he admitted that indeed he was the one that stole it. This Talmud, after that episode, left the yeshiva and left the derech. He no longer was religious. Ultimately, this Talmud ended up in Israel and became the governor of the city of Yafo. The Shlo eventually moved to Eretz Yisrael. He moved to Yerushalayim. But he was once in Yafo, and he met this governor. He obviously did not recognize this was his former Talmud. The Talmud, the governor, invited the Shlo to his home. The Shlo comes to his home, and he gives him a tour of his beautiful home. And then he takes him into a room, and he takes out a knife, puts it by his neck. He says, I'm going to kill you. Say vidui. And the Shlo doesn't know what's happening. But he sees this is a serious situation. And he takes the knife mamish to his neck. And the Shlo says, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And as soon as he says the words Echad, the person pulls away the knife. So the Shlo says, what happened here? He says, you don't recognize me. I am the Talmud who stole that silver spoon that you caught. And even though you were right in accusing me, I was the person that stole it, but you don't know the repercussions of your actions. And what happened because of that was that I left the Derech Hashem. And I see that you're such a great tzaddik, and you came to live Eretz Yisrael with Mesiris Nefesh, but I knew that this Aveira, this stain you have on your record. And I wanted to help you get rid of that stain. So I put you into this situation that with the shock, you should have a kapara on that you caused that I should leave the Derech Hashem. Says the Gemara. Tanya, My Rav Shimon Elazar. Rav Shimon Elazar agrees. The kelim chadashim shesavas an ayin, new kelim that we can assume the owner recognized shechayv lahachris, that he has to announce. And the Rishonim point out, when we learned the Mishnah, I asked, do the Chacham agree with Rav Shimon Elazar, or is there a machloikis? So they say, from here we have a raya that there's a machloikis. What's the Gemara saying? Umayde Rav Shimon Elazar. That means we have a machloikis, but in this case that we're about to learn, Rav Shimon Elazar agrees to the Chachamim. Others say it's not necessarily that they are have a machloikis. What are examples of kelim that you don't recognize? Badi machtim, strings of needles, vitzinoiros, these like forks, or machroises shakadomas. Kol elish amru, emesai mutarin. Even the ones that we said that you don't have to announce. When is that? Bezman shematzon echad echad. If you find only one of them, av matzon shnayim shnayim. If you find two of them, chayiv. Then you have to make an announcement. However, the Rishonim say, when do you have to make the announcement? If it's not usual to have them found in pairs, but if it's usual to find them in pairs, then you don't have to announce it. Again, you don't have a simon. My bade, what a badim, shaychi. Something that is like, holds something else. For my korle bade, why they call bade? The dov the talba midi, bad korle. Anything that is used to hang, to something should be attached to it, is called a bad. Kehudet nan hosam, as the Gemara says in Masechta Sukkah, Allah b'barach. There the Mishnah is discussing Hoshana Rabbah, that they went around the Mizbeach with the Aravis, and the Gemara discusses what is a Kosh Arava? One bad that has on it one Arava, one leaf. The Kenoyer of Shimon ben Elazar Omer. Hamatzam an Ari, if somebody saves something from a lion, and a doiv, from a bear, min a nemer, from a leopard, min abadlus is a beer, min zuto shel yam, something that was thrown into the yam, or mishlusa shel nahar, from a flood, hamaitzi b'sratchi o'platchi g'doyla, or b'kam mokam shirabim tzumisham, or something that's found in a public place. The Rishonim explained the public place here is not what we follow in Hilchos Shabbos Rishus Rabbim. It depends if many people are there or not. Harei elu shaloi, v'mnei shabal m'shyashimahen. There's a very fundamental machloikus Rishonim. How to understand this statement of Shimon Elazar Omer? Because Shimon Elazar, if we think about it, is making two different statements. One is speaking about something that's found in a public place, that we're going to learn in a moment, the owners are probably miyash, and we'll soon see why. And then he speaks about something that's getting lost. So there's a machloikas how to understand. Are these two dinim really one din? That the Rav Shimon Elazar is saying, wherever we have reason to believe that the owner is miyash, wherever you have a reason to believe that the owner is miyash, the person who finds it may keep it, or is Rav Shimon Elazar saying two separate dinim? One din is that when we have reason to believe that the owner is miyash, you could keep it. That's one din. And another din of Shimon Elazar saying is that if it was thrown into a place where it was lost, so as we've discussed earlier, the finder may keep it. Interesting, beautiful vart for the Bnei Yisachar. The Bnei Yisachar says that the Gemara says that, Rashi says this, that Yaakov and Esav made a deal. That Yaakov will get Olam Haba, and Esav will get Olam Hazeh. So he asks, we know that we, Baruch Hashem, have Olam Hazeh, we want to have Olam Hazeh. But we have a deal. How are we entitled to Olam Hazeh? So he says, that the Gemara says, Tanai hist HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'aseh Bereishis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a Tanai with the Ma'aseh Bereishis. That Im Mekabel Yisrael Torah, if Klai Yisrael will be Mekabel the Torah, Mutta, fine. Mamlav, if not, Echsa Oilam Otoivavoy, he'll destroy the world. So now we come out that the person who learns Torah is saving the world from Toivavoyu. And Agamar just said, if you save something, Yizuta Shalyam, you're entitled to keep it. So we keep the world going by learning Torah, so we're entitled to Gashmias. There's another fantastic story from Yitzchak Elchanan. There was a story. We'll save that story. Just there's no time. Boiluhu asked the Gemara. He came from Shimon Elazar. When Shimon Elazar said his halacha, did he say Baroif Kananim? In a city with his Roif Kananim, that's where there's Yiyush. And the Mefarshim explained two reasons why he would be more makel Baroif Kananim. Either is because the halacha, as we learned already, Masechta Bava, is that if a Kanani loses something, there's no din of Hashavas Aveda. So if most of the people in this city are Kananim, we could assume that we don't have to give it back. Or another pshat roif Kananim is that we assume that the person who picked it up is a Kanani, and he won't return it, and therefore there's immediate yish. Avra Yisrael, if most of the city of Yisrael loy, there if Shimon Elazar did not say his din, Adilma Afil B'Rav Yisrael Nami. He said his din even in a city which is mostly Yisrael. Imtem Tzloimer, and if we'll suggest, Afil B'Rav Yisrael Nami Omer, that he was Makel even in a city which is Rav Yisrael, ask the Gemara, Pligi Rabban Alei, I loy Pligi. Do they disagree or not? Imtem Tzloimer, Tysus doesn't learn the Gemara this way. Because Tysus said they certainly disagree by Rav Yisrael. Otherwise, where do we have a Machlaikis? Vim tem tzlema pligi by Rav Yisrael, that they do disagree. By Rav Yisrael vadi pligi. By Rav Kanan pligi. Why will the Chacham hold in a city which is mostly Kananim? Pligi or loy pligi? Vim tem tzlema pligi. And if we'll say that they disagree in a city with Rav Kananim, I feel by Rav Kananim. Halach kamaisai, ain halach kamaisai. And the Rishonim say, from here we see, if we're going to say that Rabbanan argue with Shimon ben Elazar, so shouldn't the halacha follow the opinion of the Chachamim? Say to Rishonim, from here we see, that we don't necessarily always follow the opinion of the Rav. If the opinion of a Yachid makes more sense, we follow the opinion of a Yachid. Imtem Tzolayma, halacha k'maisai. And if we'll say that halacha follows the Shimon ben Elazar, is it Dafka b'Rav Kananim, or I feel b'Rav Yisrael? In what circumstance will we follow his Pesach? Tashma, says the Gemara, it says in a Braisa, Hamaitzim, Masa, Bata Knesis, or Bata Midrashas. If you find money in a base Knesis or base Medrash, or become Makm Shirab Mitzuim Sham, or in a place that many people frequent, Hareyu Shaloi. If you find that you're allowed to keep it, Menei Shibalsim Mishyash Mehen. We can assume that the owners were Mishyash. Says the Gemara, Man Shamitle, who is the Tana, Dazal Basarubai, that we follow the people, Rav Shimon Elazar. So this price reflects his opinion. And Sham, you know, I feel Barav Yisrael Nami, because this price is saying that you could always, that base Knesset, base Medrash, says the Gemara, no. We're talking about the money was scattered, and as we learned and we'll learn, then the money has no simon, and certainly that anybody finds it may keep it. Ask the Gemara, if the money is mufuzarim, it's scattered, my area makum shirabim tsuyum sham, then why do we need to have many people frequenting that place? I feel in harabim tsuyum sham, even if you don't have many people there, you should be allowed to keep it. There's no simon. El oilam betsurim. The money isn't a bundle that has a simon. Vachim my skinin, bebote knesia shal kananim. When it says the base knesses, it doesn't mean a synagogue where we daven, a gathering place of the kananim. Says the Gemara, base Knesset, we could say, is Shal Kananim. But the Midrashis, you can't say Shal Kananim. Michael Amema answers the Gemara, but the Midrashis the Don, it's referring to our but the Medrash, the Yosvi by Kananim, that have a non-Jewish security guard. They already needed that then. So ask the Rishonim, how do we call that base Knesset a place of Kananim? We have a shul, we have a base medrash, where we daven, where Jews daven, and they have one non-Jewish security guard. So that makes it shal kananim. So the Rajva says a gevalda gevart. The Rajva says, the Jews come and go. The guard is there all day. So since he's there all day, it's considered more his place than ours. Says the Gemara, hash dos lachi. Now we're saying that because the guard is there all day, it could be considered a place of roiv kananim. That's how we could say is the pshat in the bata knesios nami. The don, it's a regular based knesses. However, the yasper kananim that have a non-Jewish god. Toshma, matzah ba'aveda. And ba'aveda is found, im rav Yisrael, chayiv lahakriz. And most of the people, they are Yisraelim, you have to make an announcement. Im rav kananim, if it's rav kananim, ain't a chayiv lahakriz. You don't have to make an announcement. Ask the Gemara, man shamat leid, omar ozlin basaruba. Who's the one that says that we look at there are many people? Rav Shimon ben Elazar. And isn't this a raya? The shamat mino. The even Rav Shimon ben Elazar said his din. Ki kamer Rav Shimon ben Elazar strictly b'rav kananim. Avri Rav Yisrael loy. Says the Gemara, no. Hamani rabbanan hi. We'll say that this price affouls the opinion of the rabbanan. Says the Gemara, fine. So we had another question that could be now answered. Tifshmino. So shouldn't we now have a raya? The maidalei rabbanan Rav Shimon ben Elazar that a rabbanan at least agreed to Rav Shimon ben Elazar b'rav kananim. Ella says the Gemara, Lailam Shim Belozer. We have to go back to what we said, that this price is the opinion of Shim Belozer. Vafila Rav Yisrael Nami. And Rav Shim Belozer said his din Rav Yisrael. Vachumai Skidin, Bibtoman. We're referring to something that was hidden. That's why it has a different din. Ask the Gemara, Ibtoman, if the thing that was found was buried, my vidite gabei, how are you allowed to take it? For Tanan, we're going to learn on Daf Chafei Omer Beis, Matzakel Ba'ashpa, if you find something in the garbage dump, Mechusa, if it's covered, Lo Yigaba, you're not allowed to touch it, Megula, and if it's uncovered, Noitel Makris, so how did he take it? Answers the Gemara, it's Amra Papa Ba'ashpa Shein Esuya Lefonis, it's referring to a situation where somebody left something in a garbage dump that is normally not cleared away. So there the halach is that you ought to leave it there. Now the garbage collector decided to clear it. There the halach is you're supposed to take it, because if you leave it there, it'll get lost. That's what the case is, that in Rav Yisrael Chayv L'Hachris. We will say the Bryce is the Rabbanon. If we're going to say it's the Bryce that follows the opinion of the Rabbanon, that don't we have a raya that Rabbanon amayda in a situation of Rav Tananim? Mik Tani Hein Shaloi, Ena Chayv L'Hachris Tani. But the Bryce says it as follows. We don't know that the Rabbanon will hold the following. In a place of Rav Tananim, according to Shimon Lozer, the person that finds it is allowed to keep it. According to Rabbanon, take it home. You don't have to make achrozah, because it's Rav Kananim. On the other hand, you're not allowed to keep it for yourself. Just leave it at home, and if somebody comes and claims it's fine, and if not, just leave it there. Toshma. Domer of Asi. Motzah chavis yayin bi'ir. If you found a barrel of wine in the city, Shiruba Kananim, Meteres Mishum. Mitzia, you're allowed to. It's not considered something you're not allowed to use. Vasur b'hano, but you're not allowed to have from it. Bar Yisrael v'nosu b'simen, but if Yisrael comes and gives a simen in it, muta b'shtir l'moitza. You're allowed. The person that found it may even drink it, because then he could assume that it's kosher wine. Taman. So who is the tan of this brisa? Shimon Lozer. And don't we have a raya, the Shema Mino, the key comer of Shimon ben Elazar, that when Rav Shimon ben Elazar say his leniency strictly b'rav Kananim of b'rav Yisrael loy, in a city b'rav Yisrael he won't be makel. So tomorrow, Olam Emelach Rav Shimon ben Elazar, I feel b'rav Yisrael nami comer. Rav Shimon ben Elazar said it's didn't even b'rav Yisrael. Rav Asi, however, Rav Asi, Savala Kvasei b'chada, Upalagle b'chada. He agrees with him in one din, and he disagrees with him in another din. He agrees with him by Rav Kananim, and he disagrees with him by Rav Yisrael. That means Rav Shimon Elazar is lenient both by Rav Yisrael and by Rav Kananim. Rav Asi agrees with him in one by Rav Kananim, not by Rav Yisrael. Machloikus Rishonim, how to understand what Rav Asi means. Does Rav Asi mean to say that's his own opinion? Or does it mean to say that Rav Asi is interpreting the opinion of the Rabbanon, and now we'll have a right that the Rabbanon are at least makel b'roiv kananim? Ask the Gemara, if it's a city that's roiv kananim, v'michimi achadis surubano, if it's osavahano, meteres mishimetzil mai halkasa, if it's a roiv kananim, and therefore we're not allowed to drink the wine, so why can, what's the point, what can I do with it? Answer the Gemara, Amar Rav Ashi l'kankana. The question is, can I use the barrel? So the Rishonim say a very interesting din in Hilchos Kashrus based on this. We're saying here, in those days, most of the barrels were made out of earthenware, cheres. Cheres can't be kashered. So here we're saying that we're assuming that the wine is non-kosher wine, because it's the city of Rav Kananim. And if it's the city of Rav Kananim, the wine is non-kosher. So the barrel became non-kosher. So why are we saying they could use the barrel? You can't kasher the barrel. So the Rishonim, the Sefer Trumas, says from here we see that a non-kosher barrel that cannot be used for hot can still be used for cold. That's what the Gemara says. You could use the kankana, you could use the barrel to store in it cold liquid as long as it's not kovish. Says the Gemara. Hahu Gavra, there was an individual, the Ashkech Abba Zuzei, the Tsar B'Sedina, he found four zuzim that were put into a kerchief, into a piece of material, shar b'nar birin, and they were by nar birin. Asla kamei Rav Yehuda. So he came to Rav Yehuda to ask a question, what should he do? Amle zel achris. You have to go make an announcement, because it has a simen. Ask the Gemara for zutu shal yamhi. We just learned that Amr Aleph, that something that's thrown into the yam, we don't make an announcement. Answers the Gemara, shani nar birin. Nar birin is different. Kivin the miskel, since there's a dam there, so people assume that it won't get lost, it won't flow into the river. Kivin the miskel lemiyash, says the Gemara. Even if there is no issue of yiush, because there are things preventing it from getting swept into the ocean, for Rabbi Kananimu, isn't this a place that's mostly Kananim? Shmamino, shouldn't this story serve as a proof that Ein Halacha of Shimon ben Elazar, the Halacha doesn't follow Shimon ben Elazar's opinion, Afilu b'Roiv Kananim? Because he was saying that even though it's Roiv Kananim, an announcement, Hachraza was required. Answers the Gemara, Shani Nar B'Roim, the city, the Nar B'Roim is different, the Yisrael Sochulei, Yisrael Karlei. It's a place that's frequented by Jews. Kivin, the Yisrael Sachulei, since it's a place where the Jews work, Amer, the person who finds it, Misrael Nafal, it must be a Jew who dropped this money as he was working here. And the Jew that lost the money, the Kivin, the Yisrael Karlei, since the Jew that lost the money knows that it's mainly Yisraelim that frequent this area, Loi Miyash, he doesn't give up. Says the Gemara, Rav Yehuda have a shakl of Azal Basrei, the Mashmul. Rav Yehuda was walking behind Shmuel, the Shuk of the Beidesa, in this marketplace. And he asked him the following question. If a wallet was found here, what would be the din? Amalei, Harelu Shaloi. You could keep it. Amalei, Ba Yisrael, Venosim Basimen. What would be the halacha if a Yisrael will come and give a simon that this is his wallet? Amalei Chayv Lahachsen. Then he would have to return it. So he asked, Tati, are these two real rulings contradictory? First he says that the finder may keep it. And then it says if somebody gives a simon, you have to give it back. Amalei Lefnim Ashuras Adin. What the Gemara means here is that you have to give it back Lefnim Ashuras Adin. That means halachically you're allowed to keep it, but Lefnim Ashuras Adin, the right thing to do is give it back. Says the Gemara, we have such a precedent. Kiha Davud Shmuel Ashke Chanach Tachamri B'Midbara. He found these donkeys in the Midbara for Hedrinu L'Marayu L'Bosa Teresa Yakasharta, and he gave it back to the owner after 12 months. Why? Because he acted Lefnim Ashuras Adin. So Rishonim explained the Gemara as follows. Why is this considered Lefnim Ashuras Adin? Maybe the owner was a Miyash. So Rishonim explained beautiful Pshat. They say as follows. The halacha, as we're going to learn, is that if you find something that you have reason to believe that you're going to have to return, you only have to work with it for 12 months. After 12 months, if the owner didn't come claim it, you could sell it. Here, it was after 12 months, so halachically, they had no obligation to still take care of these chamayrim. They still kept it. Lefnim Ashuras Adin. So the Rishonim discuss, here we're saying it's Lefnim Ashuras Adin. The question is, the Rishonim discuss, could we force somebody to act Lefnim Ashuras Adin? So the Rishonim say that if it's a situation that the person who found it is a wealthy person, and the person who lost the item is a poor person, then certainly he has to give it back. We could force somebody to act Lefnim Ashuras Adin. Similarly, if both the finder and the loser are poor, or both the finder and the loser are wealthy, again, halachically we could force them to act Lefnim Ashuras Adin. Only in a situation where the finder is poor and the loser is wealthy, there we could say that we can't force the person to act Lefnim Ashuras Adin. And in fact, I saw a story where Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan, there was a woman who came to a city, who had a business, and she came to the city of Kovna, Rav Yitzchak Elkanan was the Rav, with her money to buy some merchandise for a store. And she lost the money. And somebody found, and it was a terrible tragedy, and somebody found the money. So the person who found the money said as follows: if halachically I'm obligated to give back the money, I want to do what the halacha says. But if I'm not halachically obligated to give back the money, lefnim ashur sadin, I'm a poor person, and I want to hold on to the money. I found this money, I need the money. So they brought the shal to Rav Yitzchak Elkanan. So Rav Yitzchak Elkanan said that, of course, you have to give back the money. Because what are you saying? That the woman was miyash when she lost the money. Otherwise, as we've learned, if the owner is not miyash, you can't keep the money. Her yish doesn't count, because she's not the real owner of the money. The halacha is kol ma shekonsa isha konsa bala. There were no phones. Her husband wasn't aware that she lost the money, that he should be miyash. And since her husband was miyash, the money you took is before the yish. And as we've learned so many times, if you pick up something before the owner is miyash, you have to certainly return it. Especially we followed the opinion of Abaya in the previous sugyas of yish lemidas. Say to Mefarshim, based on this story, a Jew has no right to ever be miyash. We're not our own. We don't control our destiny. HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls our destiny. We're not our own people. We're like the wife who kama shekan sisha kanabala. She depends on her husband, and therefore we never have a right to be miyash. Says the Gemara. Rava have a shock of Ozel Basrei Rav Nachman. Rava was following Rav Nachman b'shuka del gedoy. What's in Shukad Rabbanon? Some say there was a place where Rabbanon did business. Another pshat is that the halacha is, going back to something we discussed at the beginning of the shiur, Rabbanon require preferential treatment. One of the preferential treatment is that regular people can't sell their merchandise until the Rabbanon sell theirs. So this was the place where the Rabbanon sold their merchandise first. Matzalai Tan Arnaki, and he asked them, well, what would happen if somebody found a wallet here? Mahu. What would be the din? Amalei hareu shaloi. The person who finds it could keep it. Ba Yisrael v'nosim basimet. What would happen if Yisrael comes and gives a simet? What would be the din? Amalei hareu shaloi. Ask the Gemara. V'loyayim v'tzameach. The person is yelling, it's mine. Why don't we return it? Says the Gemara. Nas k'tzaveach abesh shanafel. It's no different if somebody's crying that his house collapsed. V'nosim shetav b'yam. It's too late. Says the Gemara. Hu diyo. There was a bird. The shokel basr b'shuka picked up meat in this market. The shadya b'tzenaisa the Bay b'marion and dropped it in Bay b'marion's home. Also kamei davaya. So he came and asked the question to Baya. Omalei zekola nafshach. You could take the meat for yourself. Ask the Gemara for Ruba di Yisrael ninu. Isn't this a place that's Ruba di Yisrael? Isn't this a raya? He said shmami no that aloch kripshim ben lozer afriel b'roiv Yisrael. Answered the Gemara, no. Because Shani Diyoy, when a bird takes the meat, it's considered Kizuta Shaldam, Shiam Dami. Ask the Gemara, but there's another problem. From a Rav, Bosesh Nesalman Ayin is Osir, so how could you eat this meat? He says, B'ayman V'reyu, he kept his eyes on the meat as it was being taken from this place to this place. Says the Gemara, Rav Chanina Motzah Gedi Shochet, he found a Shechted Gedi, Bein Tferi Letzir Peroi. Between Tferi and Tzipurai, Viturulai, and he allowed him to eat it. Amr of Ami, Hiturulai, Mishimitsia. The reason he allowed him to keep it, because we follow the opinion of Shimon Lazar, and Mishim Shchita, and the issue of it being kosher, he followed the opinion of Chanina ben Noshab Yosef Glili. The Tanya, Haresha of the Logidaya, Vitana Gaila, if somebody lost animals, Umats and Shchutim, and then he found them slaughtered, Rav Yehuda Isa, Yehuda says you may not eat them, Rav Chanina ben Noshab Yosef Glili matter. Amr Rebbe, Nirin Divri Rebbe, Kshematzim Ba'ashpa. If they were found in the Ashpa, you're not allowed to eat them, because Nevelis are thrown into the garbage. The Divri Rebbe Yosef Benoy Shabiyosek Kshematzim Ba'ayis. Midit Hitiru Loy Mishim Shchita. If he allowed him to eat it, Ruba Yisrael Ninu. It was in a place that mostly are Jews. Because if it's not mostly Jews, then how could we eat it? We have to be concerned that it's treif. Shmami no, isn't this a raya that we follow the opinion of Shimon ben Lozer, Alok of Shimon ben Lozer, a fil of Rav Yisrael? Says Gemara, no. It could be that we only follow the opinion of Shimon ben Lozer by Rav Knanim. But even though the place is mostly Knanim, most of the Shoichtim, Rav Tavchi Yisrael. So we see a Marid Halacha here. the tabach was a ganif, because he stole the she. So you see that a person could still be a kosher shoychet, even though he's a ganif. Says the Gemara, Rav Ami Ashkechari Pargesh Shkutes, he found these slaughtered, these slaughtered birds, ben tferi l'tzipurei. Os l'kamed Rav Asi, v'amalei l'kamed Rav Yochanan, v'amalei b'medrasha, v'amalei z'kol nafshech. You're allowed to take it. Says the Gemara, Yitzchak Nafka, Ashkech Kibura, he found netting, the Azli Bei Azloi, that was found in this place of Bei Azloi. Asla Kamed Rav Yochanan, Vamalei B'Midrashe, Vamalei Zil Kol Nafshach, you could keep it. So we should ask, what's the Gemara teaching us this din for? The Gemara is teaching us that we don't consider this a situation of Yish Lomidas. If somebody loses his netting, he immediately becomes aware of it, and even according to Abaya, as soon as somebody finds it, he may keep it.